Direct from San Diego, it's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2014. The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Are you a professional working in the vision loss field? AFB's e-learning center has the tools and resources to support you. Learn about technology, eye conditions, aging, and more 24/7 wherever you are through AFB's webinars and online courses. Earn credits and enhance your knowledge by visiting www.afb.org/e-learning.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2014 with Gordon Fuller, who is the CEO of a company called Accessible Help. Gordon, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Well, thank you so much, JJ. I sure appreciate what you've been doing.
Great.
Aloha.
Absolutely. Aloha. So go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and tell us exactly what is Accessible Help?
Well, we're here at CSUN because we believe that accessibility can be built in at every level in our society. And one of the things that we notice most is that in the United States and other countries, there is a great deal of accessibility, a lot of barrier removal, and that's great. But basically, one of the things that doesn't exist is information about those accessibility accommodations. And now, when we consider the Internet of Things, the idea that the people, places, and objects we encounter in the world around us could be associated with the information, knowledge, or actions that we want in those things when we encounter them, we have a whole new way of browsing, which means essentially by moving around in society, using our smartphones, we're able to connect with the knowledge, the information that wants to find its way to us, and we can use that to guide us. And so we see a whole new universe unveiling, and we're here to look for new technology and partners and organizations that we can help and they can help us in this good effort.
All right, so to dig down a little bit, you're talking especially about navigation and kind of providing information to people while they're traveling?
Yes, indeed. One of the things that's most difficult about the accessibility that we feel really is responsible, perhaps in part, for the high rate of unemployment for people with disabilities is indeed the cultural bias that people with disabilities seem to face outside of the fact that people are accommodating us. And one of the reasons for that is it's a difficult thing for people when they travel to be sure about the facilities in which they're traveling. And if they have needs such as accessible restrooms, elevators, ramps, blind wayfinding navigation points to help them on their way, if you can't be sure that those things are there, people may not feel like they can travel safely, successfully, or enjoyably. So we think that labeling the accessible amenities and then putting those in a form in the cloud where people can find them will give us a whole new way of finding the information we need about the places that we want to go, and give us a way, once we're there, to look around us and find what's there.
So this has been a growing trend, and there's been different companies with different kind of approaches to this whole indoor navigation problem, I guess, for lack of a better word. What is your approach, and how are you provide, say, like a large hotel like this at the Manchester, how would you provide information to people as they're walking around?
A great example. This is, in fact, what I understand, one of the flagship Hyatt hotels, and it's just cavernous and enormous. My friend Joe Siafi with Click and Go Wayfinding Maps, he said he's talked to the conference organizers several times about making it more accessible for the blind, and they feel that it would convey an unfair advantage. So, you know, we all struggle a little bit finding our way around here. So the truth is, Joe's system, together with the what are called iBeacons, a new technology introduced by Apple just earlier this year, last year, in the fall. Mm-hmm. And with iBeacons, people are able to get precise information on objects and places around them, basically a tiny transmitter called Bluetooth LE, low
yep.
energy,
mm-hmm.
and from as far as 50 feet away, you'll be able to get information, ranging information, so as you get closer, the information can change. And so, rather like systems in the past, like the talking signs, you can label things, you can use that directionally, triangulating, and getting precise information, sensing essentially the environment around you, and then finding those labels like front desk, elevators, dining rooms, cashiers, telephones, all that sort of thing, taxis,
sure.
bus stops.
Mm-hmm. So So Apple obviously has the iBeacon technology. What would be your role in, you know, in helping to develop this? Because obviously, you know, anybody can go out really and buy these iBeacons now, correct?
Or? Great, great question. Yeah, there's about 10, 12 companies more every day. The beacons are becoming ever less expensive. I've heard of them costing no more than $5. They're between $50 and $5. So with these little lick 'em, stick 'em accessibility labels, you can paste those on to things. And with those, people will then be able to put the information they want associated with that individual beacon. They act like little tiny lighthouses. They're tiny little transmitters. They don't use a lot of power. They don't cost very much. But with it, when you put them together, you kind of have a network. And so if I'm standing here in the lobby and I can see the lobby beacons, then I know that the ATM beacon is outside the door. Even though I can't see it with my device, the fact that my device is pulling the internet and pulling down the data from the beacon presenting itself to me, I'm then able to reference that beacon and find the others.
Okay. So as far as accessible help is concerned, what is your role then in helping bring all this together?
I'm the CEO of the company, and basically Apple put this system together. A lot of companies have jumped on it. As I said, there are a number of people making them. But the truth is, no one's really thought of how to use it in a beneficial humanitarian way. I think accessibility is one of those things that is underserved, and I believe these beacons will make a huge difference in that respect.
So would you offer a set of beacons to like a hotel like this and then include like guidance on how to program them for accessibility as part of your service? Or?
We recognized that from the beginning that, that the accessibility needed to be baked in. You can't just paste it on like we see with a lot of IT products. You have to really kind of start from the scratch. And when you make the entire hosting system and merchant-based kinds of systems and the consumer applications, it has to be accessible from the start. So we've designed a ground-up system that will be able to host the kind of merchant information and easily give them the ability to label those that information in ways that make a lot of sense. And so that's what we've done. We've kind of created the entire architecture and system platform.
So would users download an app or something to obtain that information, or how would they access that?
Users could use a free app. We'll have a free app from us, from Accessible Help, from the iTunes store or from the Android store. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be able to load that, install it on their system. And with that, you'll be able, wherever you go, to get accessibility information. You opt into it, and you can get other information as well. Those same beacons can be used to promote the sale at the coffee shop or something as well, which is very standard use. But that's it. The dual use of it makes it very affordable. And the fact that if you do put it in to help as an accessibility accommodation, you're entitled to a federal tax credit of up to 50% of the cost.
That's very interesting, especially for companies who might be looking how to subsidize this.
Yeah, yes.
So as far as just for people who are maybe newer to the iBeacons, if you have different iBeacons from the different companies, are they interoperable, or how is every system separate as far as how the information is controlled?
Well, if you're familiar with the QR codes, it's very similar to like QR codes.
Okay.
You essentially have a registry. So each beacon has a unique identifier code to it. And
well, it may or may not be on your system, right?
Exactly. And generally speaking, people who make the apps tend to make them very much for their beacons. So Macy's would have their own beacons and so on. It's become clear that it would be difficult for small businesses to have beacons and their own app. But we've kind of solved that problem because we've partnered with another company, which is offering a discount loyalty program, which is open. That means you can go to Sears or Costco or, or Shell or the food store. And any of your purchases can be creating a 5% discount that then you can contribute to the charity of your choice. So we believe people will choose to support charities that they care about. And for those of us that require accessible accommodations, we could choose to give a bit to making sure that other facilities where there isn't an economic incentive, schools, public infrastructure, could also be underwritten.
When your app sees the beacon, is it able to judge? You said up, power up to 50 feet. Is it able to judge by the amount of power, the distance between the beacon and where you're currently standing, or you just know it's nearby?
It can. It's actually, you can, when you configure the beacons, which essentially you can do remotely from the web through the cloud, you're able to set the range on the beacon. So you could have it at 1 foot or 50. It's sort of your option. And so the power of the beacon is adjusted accordingly. And also the content that's triggered when you encounter the beacon gets can be also set in various ranges.
Right. So can the app, though, can it see how far a beacon is from where you're standing?
Yes, it can. It can sense how far away it is, roughly, but you can only get a precise...
Well, of course, yes.
You can get centimeter accuracy if you have three or more beacons. Then you can
triangulate. Mm-hmm. But that's, to set up a whole... You know, for instance, this exhibit hall, if you were to set up the whole thing with beacons, that's quite a few.
Well, it would be. I think we've calculated that you would have a beacon, probably in the exhibit hall, it looks like it's about 20,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
It would probably require about 50 beacons, and so that would be a $10 to $50.
That's not as bad as...
No, it's pretty reasonable,
it seems,
really.
For then. This is a pretty large exhibit hall. You have probably a couple hundred booths here. And
in my past work, I worked in virtual reality. I created some of the first 3D virtual reality online social networks. And mm-hmm. so I've been interested in augmented reality. And the next step, of course, is wearable computers. And we could use LiDAR to go in and shoot a grid mesh of that room mm-hmm. and all the exhibits, for that matter. And with that, as you walk into the room now, everything that's in the room has been precisely triangulated, its positions calculated, entire three-dimensional models existing. So now we could actually guide you precisely to any point in the exhibit hall,
sure.
right up to a stack of jeans on a counter with the sale price and mm-hmm. the size you want.
for a company or a hotel or somebody that wanted to perhaps set up with your beacons for, you know, outside of the cost of the beacons themselves, is there a cost to be hosted on your cloud platform or...
Yes, we have a monthly service charge. We're kind of in the process of determining that at this time. The beacons have a price each. We've designed it to be pretty near just as inexpensive as possible. And the reason for that is, like I always like to explain, this is a charming cloak on a selfish motive. I've been working on this system for years
right.
because I'm a blind person and I need it myself
sure.
to find my way around. And so the trick has been, how can I get other people to pay for it?
So what are you thinking for the monthly...
Probably about $35 a month per merchant. And remember, that can come out of the tax credit, so you would only have to... Well, it depends on the system. We're trying to create it in a kind of a en masse kind of way so that the merchants all come together, you know, instead of buying it individually.
Mm-hmm.
It would be through this kind of loyalty program. So anyone joining the loyalty program would then be able to buy the beacons and put them in place.
Is there anywhere where you have this working as like a live demo? Or
yes, we have it here in over in and here in LA, we're working on several places, a resort hotel,
mm-hmm.
And we're working, we hope, with Joe Siafi going forward. Joe has a complete system, not just the waypoints and the accessible signage, but Joe also has full-on path navigation. As a mobility instructor, he's really adept at that, and so he's created quite a system.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. We've covered that before on Blind Bargains. Absolutely.
He's great. He's really great.
If people want to get more information and find out more about this, is the app available yet? Or
the app is about to be available we're going to launch in April.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to accessiblehelp.com or accessiblehelp.org, get information about our organization, about the app. You'll be able to get it in the Apple iTunes store
mm-hmm.
Initially. We'll be on Android shortly after that. But in the store, you'll look for Accessible Help, and you can also get our tweets right now at Accessible Hi, H-I.
Awesome. And Android, it's going to also depend on the phone. I believe certain ones have support for...
You know, presently, all the smartphones in the last 2 years, really, have the Bluetooth 4 LE radio in them. You have about 5 radios in your little phone. And this little radio is in there. You use it for Bluetooth headsets and all that. This is a rather low energy embodiment of it,
mm-hmm.
supported by the operating system. At this time, only Apple and Android do support the beacons.
Sure.
Microsoft's working on it. Even BlackBerry apparently has support.
Well, more apps to come, I guess. So
more apps to come.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Gordon, for sharing this with us.
Hey, thank you, JJ. This has just been great. And keep those bargains coming. We sure appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
For more exclusive CSUN coverage, visit www.blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains CSUN coverage is presented by the AT Guys, www.atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2014.